SOP 51.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Hello and welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Thanks for tuning in. This is the official podcast of the School of Podcasting.com. And if things sound a little different, I am again experimenting with a microphone. I'm actually recording this into my laptop, and I'm using an Altec Lansing AHS302i. It's a headset with a microphone, and we'll get more into that in a second. If you'd like to contact me, simply send it in to schoolpodcasting@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment out in the show archives. That's at schoolpodcasting.net. On the show today, we'll be talking about this microphone as well as a recording sequence if you're doing post-production, as well as a last five and five from Chris Christensen of the Amateur Traveler Podcast. Now, this microphone, let me see, I think it was like $20, if that. I actually was using this in California with the guy who does the Digital Media Cast Experiment, is how he pronounces it. He's a guy in Ohio, I know him. Yeah, this is $19.99. So, obviously, this is not going to sound as good as my Audio-Technica, either 2020 or 3035, but it's very portable, fits behind your head, and the way it works is it has a microphone input on one and a headset input on the other. So I just plugged it into my laptop, and I'm actually recording this now in Sony SoundForge. Now, this is something, if you're thinking about buying a laptop, open it up and go into the control panel, go into the sound settings. You want to make sure that, because my sound settings, unbeknownst to me, like if I go into the Windows Mixer and go into my input options, where you can specify, is it your microphone, is it the line input, is it the CD volume, and usually there is an all out or mix out. And this laptop does not have the ability to do that, so consequently using programs such as the podcasting station or pod producer, anything that's a live podcast, you're kind of out of luck. I haven't tried pod producer with this yet, but again, most of those use that mix out setting, and then you just adjust your microphone and volume settings and things like that. So if you're thinking about buying a laptop, definitely check into that, because I'm kind of stuck now. I can't do a live podcast. I have to record my audio separately and then mix in the music and such later. So now, something else I want to point out with if you're using a headset microphone, is right now I've got this pointed up seriously about as high as my eyeball, and you're going to pick up a lot of room ambience, so you'll probably hear the air conditioner in the back. And now it's down right above my nose, and you kind of want to keep it above your nose because it's already picking up a lot of breathing. But if I put this a little lower, it's going to pick up a lot of breathing. So if I'm out of breath, now if I go down by my mouth, obviously you're going to get more volume, but you're also going to get things like buzz and peas, and I need some peanut butter sandwich, and I'm trying not to do that, but you can also hear me. I sound like Orson Welles podcasting. We will sell no pods before it's time. So what I do is I put this up just above the tip of my nose, and so far that seems right. So there's a little mic placement tip if you're using a headset. And for $20, I'm not super thrilled with the sound of this. I think it's a little, there's a lot of mid to it. I sound rather nasally, and for noise-canceling headphones, I don't know, I still hear a lot of noise. I still hear the air conditioner a lot, so I'm not quite sure what that means. It does have a kind of a volume knob on the side of it, so that's something else to keep in mind, that if you're troubleshooting it, check your volume on your actual headset. So that's something new. You have to turn up your volume on your computer and then the volume on your headset. So I bought these because I wanted something that I didn't need to, you know, bring any kind of rig. If I just need a microphone, something that was I could plug directly into my laptop. So I'd use one of these, like I said, with Michael Carino of the Digital Media Experiment. I'll put a link out of the show notes to his. He's a guy from Ohio as well, and we rode out last year. Never met him before, but we were on the same plane out to California. And he was actually having this microphone into an iRiver. And that was pretty much his setup. So, yet again, another product review, little product tips. And so the other thing I want to mention here is, if you're doing what I'm going to be doing with this podcast, which is I'm just recording my voice, and then I'll then mix this in. I use Mixcraft when I do post-production. I think it's very easy, it's a little cheaper than like Sony Acid. And if you're doing this kind of thing, what I want to do is record my audio of my voice, then take out any ums and you knows and things like that before you mix in the music. Now, the reason for this is if I take this the way it is and I leave all the you knows and the ums in it, mix in music, take that combined file. So now I've got my intro music, here's my voice, I've got the music underneath of me and my sound, and I try to edit out an it will be noticeable because I will have music underneath of it. Now, I can cut out ums and you knows and things like that when it's just my voice, and you won't notice it. However, if I have music underneath of it, all of a sudden the song underneath my voice will skip, or all of a sudden, you know, it'll be noticeable. So that would be the sequence. If you're doing post-production, record your voice first. Take out all the ums, you knows, if it's an interview, things of that nature. Take out anything that you don't want and get that voice the way you want it. Then save that. I usually save mine as a WAV file so I don't lose any quality. Put that into whatever multi-track recording you're using, whether it's Sony Acid, Mixcraft, GarageBand, things of that nature. Put your voice in, put in your audio underneath of it, adjust the volumes and such like that, and then mix that down to your file. And with this, I'm going to turn off this microphone, go back to my desktop, and switch back to my Audio Technica. What is plugged in today? My Audio Technica 2020 microphone, so we can hear the difference between a headset and the Audio Technica 2020. So here we go. All right, so now I'm back at my desktop, and I think it's official. You know, I had a pretty good recording level on that. I think that thing sounds like ass. That's the technical term for that. Not real happy with that, but that's just me. Hey, if you'd like to contact me again, you can call it in toll-free, 888-563-3228. I did get an email from Rob Kearns. You can check him out at robcasting.com. He says, hey, how do you afford a Marantz 660 and the three different types of mics you were using on your show? That's big bucks with no whammy stuff right there. Please tell me, as being in the Navy does not give me that kind of scratch. Well, I went bankrupt a couple years ago, and that is a lovely experience that everyone hopefully does not have to go through. But the good news is I have no debt. The bad news is if I have a huge emergency, I'm stuck because I have no credit cards. But I can only say to you, the people that are listening, if you don't need it, don't buy it. Okay, I got into, in my case, I was married at the time, and we knew it was stupid. We were doing fertility treatments, and when those didn't work, we wanted to try a couple more times, and we stuck it on a credit card, and that was the beginning of the end. So stay away from credit cards. They're evil. If you, my thing, what I do now, especially, because now I'm talking about taking money out of a checking account and things like that, is I sleep on everything. I do not do any kind of impulse buying, but this is not a financial show, but that's the biggest reason. I have, I don't golf, I don't drink, what other expensive hobbies? I don't, golf especially, most guys spend a lot of money on golf, and so my hobbies are podcasting and music and things like that, and then there's that, you know, I got the day job. Here's the best thing, my day job involves a lot of traveling, and the good news is you're getting paid, but usually if you're traveling, in my case at least, I'm having my meals are being expensed out. I don't pay for any of the gas. I don't pay for any of the lodging, things like that. That's all expensed out. So I'm getting paid, but while I'm living, I'm not spending any money. Now, the other good news is, because I'm out on the road, I'm not spending any of the money that I earned. So as much as I'm not a big fan of being a road warrior, it does enable you to stockpile some cash, and that then enables you to buy fun toys like the Marantz MD660 and things like that. So hope that answers your question. And being in the Navy, I want to say thank you for guarding our country, taking care of us. I deeply appreciate all of our soldiers. So check him out again, robcasting.com. Next up, we got the last five and five. Again, this is from Chris Christensen of the Amateur Traveler Podcast, and here is his promo.
This is Chris Christensen from the Amateur Traveler Podcast. The Amateur Traveler Podcast sometimes sounds like this. And we open up the room, and there's two people sleeping there. This is an elderly couple that is sleeping in the room that they had just given us. Or sometimes it sounds like this.
He must die.
What?
Lui deve morire.
Why do I need to know this?
Lui deve morire.
Or occasionally even this.
Particularly the staff was laughing, and all of a sudden they admitted to me that they had gone out and found a very large elephant dropping, and they had covered it with icing and put that candle in there.
But never like this.
I had cornflakes for breakfast today. Tomorrow I'll have waffles.
Amateur Traveler Podcast. We're all about travel.
Thank you, Chris. And again, you can send in your last five and five. The thought being, what were the last five podcasts that you listened to? Not much your favorites or things like that, but if I called you on the phone right now, what were the last five that you listened to? So here they are. Number one is The Onion Radio News. I listened to this one as well. It's actually pretty funny. It's kind of a spoof on news. Check it out at theonion.com/content/radio news. And again, I'll have links to all these out in the show archives at schoolpodcasting.net. Buzz Out Loud from CNET. That's at reviews.cnet. Boy, you know what? If I could read this URL, it's really, really long. So I will put a link to that out at the show notes. I'm assuming from CNET is some sort of technical thing. The Word Nerds. You hear a lot about this podcast. TheWordNerds.org if you're looking to enhance your vocabulary. That'll work. Coverville at Coverville.com. This is a very cool podcast. The guy plays all cover music. He's one of the few guys that's actually put out the $800+ to get licensed, even though he's technically still kind of in a gray area because he's playing RIAA music. And then number five, Geek Brief TV. I love Callie Lewis. I think she's hot. Check her out, Geek Brief, wp.podshow.com, or just go to geekbrief.tv, I believe is their actual website. He says, I did have some good news yesterday. The September issue of Men's Journal listed the four best amateur travel podcasts, and that's right, his podcast was listed. The Amateur Traveler made their list alongside better-known travel brands like Lonely Planet, Rick Steves. They rated the Amateur Traveler as a B+, which I think is fair since my show is not just about adventure travel. So check him out again, amateurtraveler.com. Chris, thank you very much for sending in your last five and five. And again, you can send them in via email like Chris did, or I kind of prefer an audio comment if you get a chance, and then just send that to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Hey, that is going to do it for today. Thank you for tuning in. I always like to try to keep these under 15 minutes. Check me out at the Portable Media Expo if you're going. I'll be talking Friday from 11:45 to 12:45. My session's called Planning Your Podcast, Avoiding the Ready, Fire, Aim Syndrome. And really looking forward to that. If you're going, definitely. When I get close to the time when it's actually going, I'll actually start putting pictures of me, which will scare everybody away. So if you see me, you can stop me and say, hey, aren't you Dave Jackson for the School of Podcasting? And I'll be like, yeah. And then you can say, my show, such and such. And then I'll look very earnestly and go, oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard of that one. When secretly in my head, I go, oh, the what? That's what's going to happen a lot at the expo. Everybody going, oh, yeah, yeah, I've heard of that. I've heard of the Weasel Muffin podcast. Yeah. Oh, it's one of my favorites. So that's going to do it. As always, schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Call it in 888-563-3228. And as always, if you'd like to start a podcast, get going in the right direction, check us out, schoolofpodcasting.com. Hundreds of resources, hours of tutorials. Or if you've already got a podcast and you're ready to take it to the next level, schoolofpodcasting.com. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dave Jackson, and until we meet again, class dismissed.